This is JIS News. Coming up, Crime Stop increases reward for information on Riverton fires. Government announces new NHT board, and Technology Minister says there will be no mass closure of post offices across the island. The news in detail after the break.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
Now the news. Crime Stop has increased the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons involved in setting fire to the Riverton disposal site. The amount is now $300,000, up from $50,000. The announcement was made by local government minister Noel Arscott during his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. In the meantime, Minister Arscott says steps are being taken to better guide the activities of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA. He says the plans include removing tires from the disposal site, installing fire suppression equipment, and increasing the number of trucks for collection.
We will re-establish tipping cells utilizing one cell at a time, and no cell should exceed 5 acres. In keeping with the environmental permit granted by the National Environment and Planning Agency, we'll ensure that all cells are covered once a month and that we always have adequate material on site to cover these cells.
Minister Arscott says the covering of the cells will greatly enhance the containment of any fire. This system will be replicated at all 8 disposal sites. Government has announced a new National Housing Trust NHT board to be chaired by former Cabinet Secretary Dr. Carlton Davis. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner made the announcement at a Jamaica House media briefing on Wednesday. Dr. Davis replaces former NHT Chairman Easton Douglas, whose 3-year tenure ended April 2. Actuary Daisy Koch will serve as deputy chairperson. Some of the other members of the new NHT board are Scarlett Gillings, Granville Valentine, Lambert Brown, Robert Budden, Sergeant Raymond Wilson, Pastor Michael Harvey, and Sonia Hyman. Acting Managing Director of the NHT, Martin Miller, has been named an ex officio member. Senator Faulkner says 3 additional members are to be named. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the government will not pursue mass closure of post offices across the island in the immediate future. This in response to recent reports of planned changes for the Postal Service to stem a $500 million deficit accrued over the past 5 years. Mr. Paulwell says while the government is exploring methods to modernize and bolster the efficiency of the Postal Service, any decision to close post offices will come after parliamentary debates and island-wide consultations.
No decision has been taken by the government of Jamaica in relation to the termination of any service in the postal services. We have a staff position that we are studying. One important aspect of it will commence in May, which is to engage some debate, because these proposed changes can't happen without full consultation.
Minister Paulwell says any changes to the Postal Service will not occur before the next financial year. He was speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing on Wednesday. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has prohibited the fishing of sea cucumber until a management system is developed. This comes in the wake of the implementation of a $30 million study to determine the prospects and viability of the local sea cucumber industry.
Because the sea cucumber is currently unregulated and uncontrolled, and due to the high level of interest in the species and the status of the stock, the government has closed fishing for sea cucumbers until a management plan is developed and adopted by the authorities.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer. Mr. Kellyer says there is a lack of technical expertise to assess, manage, and monitor the 16 species of sea cucumbers that inhabit Jamaican waters. 6 species are deemed to be commercially important and are currently being exploited illegally. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.